Good morning, it's Samurai Johnny.
Peter Parker.
Choo choo.
Cho cho.
Choo choo.
Choo
choo.
Choo choo.
Choo
choo. Yeah, choo choo.
Choo choo.
It's choo choo.
We
have an obsession with my ass because it looks just as good as it
Choo choo.
What?
Woo, choo choo.
It should be choo choo.
It's choo choo. Alright. My name is spelled with the O with weird and pronounced differently. So.
Hi.
No,
no,
wrong there.
No, I'm right there. Wait, my name is spelled.
Guilty Pleasure song. You know what song it is?
I don't really care. I don't like soul. No, I don't. I don't. I'm good.
The monstrosity that is.
What about fights, you know?
Fights?
Yes,
alright.
I
like our therapy idea.
Stop it!
I don't like our therapy idea.
That's what
we're gonna use as therapist.
It's supposed to be funny, though.
Fights are fun.
No.
Fights are amazing, man.
You're the only one here that really likes that.
You like fights, Johnny?
Yeah.
I like fights, but they gotta be super good ones, like top of the line, like straight A fights.
Have you ever gotten into a fight? Peter Parker?
Yeah, fought Cody in my front yard.
Who won?
Neither. I got pissed off because I was peeing on a tree and he made me pee on myself by throwing a football at me. So I just started wailing on him. And then I went to Superman punching when he fucking ducked, so we just stopped after that because we were laughing so hard.
You went to Superman punch?
Yeah, I Superman punched him and he tripped. Oh, I would have knocked him out and he tripped.
You're like,
we've been in an actual mad at each other actual fight.
We yeah. were! But after you try to Superman punch someone and they trip, you can't fight anymore. It's too
you
funny.
Can't get,
you no,
can't
you
get
really can't. You
he
really can't.
Can. It's too funny.
I love it.
I grew
okay,
up.
Let me tell you. Let me tell the story when I got into a fight.
Why are you holding it like that?
Because I can. Because it's level. Because
you're Samurai Johnny.
Because I can fucking hold it this way. Hey, that was your phone.
I should get a new one soon.
Alright. So,
so that messed up the audio so much.
Yeah, that probably fucked up the audio.
It was just right there. They don't really
anyway.
They don't know what the fuck happened.
Anyway, so, when I was younger, there was this guy.
When he was younger, there's this guy.
I don't like this
big
story.
Big meaty boy, don't you know?
I don't like this story.
I can smell you.
In math when he was 8 years old.
Anyway, when I was younger, there was this guy. I was dating
what?
This girl who was extremely suicidal. You know, I've
he
already
was
told
this girl that was extremely suicidal.
You know what? Fuck you. All right, so.
You know what? Fuck you.
Are you mimicking me?
No, I'm using my Martin Luther King voice.
That is nowhere close to Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I know. I'm not actually using
why
it.
Why did you do Martin Luther King?
Why specifically Martin Luther King?
I don't know. That's just what Zach says it is.
Like, that is not Martin Luther King.
No, it's not.
Anyway.
I have an actual one. So,
anyway, so
Denzel Washington.
So, this guy came up to my girlfriend and was talking shit to her, calling her a whore and a bitch, and telling her
maybe
to go kill herself. No, she was not. She was the most innocent, sweetheart, kind.
If she was
girl.
Suicidal, that's not innocent.
Like,
that's innocent. She's suicidal because she made fun of her. Like,
if people were telling her to go
shit.
Kill herself,
that's why she was suicidal.
I was the one thing that kept her happy, so, yeah. And then,
this is when you ate thistle starts.
Yes, but that's not the story of today.
I know.
I've already told that story.
I know.
Anyway, so, I came up to him, and I used to carry a pocket knife. Still
yes,
usually
you
know do.
You should now, too.
What?
You should now, too. You can't trust people.
I do all the time. Anyway, so, I don't have it on me now.
And you don't all the time, then.
Well, shut up! Anyway. Even if I did, I wouldn't show
you
on the bus.
No balls.
Even if I did, I still wouldn't show you.
No balls.
It's called not getting in trouble.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
Huh?
What?
You've seen his balls?
She's felt yours too.
Oh, yeah.
Shrimp dick.
Am I the only one whose dick she hasn't felt? Thank the Lord.
You're the one dick that Caitlin hasn't felt.
That'd be weird. Well, you were dating him, I'm assuming, at the time or something, but...
No, actually.
That's even weirder. That's why I'm glad it didn't happen to me. That's why I'm glad it never happened to me.
Anyway, so, I came up to him and I pulled my pocket knife out and I held it to him and I was like, if I can talk to her again, you even fucking look at her, I will gut you like a fish and I'll fuck your corpse.
You sound so calm when you say that right now.
Yeah. And
okay, you corpse fucker.
Anyway.
You heard me.
Anyway, so after that had happened, he decided to try to throw down with me. And I ended up bitch slapping him. I went like the palm towards the face. I full on like the back of my hand bitch slapped him and then he walked away. There was another time that this kid tried choking me out when we were getting into a fight, so I took my key out of my pocket and held it like brass knuckles and I stabbed him in the stomach.
Put that off.
Turn that off. Don't get me locked in my phone, you dumb fuck. Get me locked in my phone. Cunt waffle.
Fine, I'll unlock it.
No.
I know how.
No, stop it.
I can just reset it.
No.
You keep all your stuff on it.
No.
There's a way to do it.
Stop fucking touching my phone. Anyway, now, Cho-Cho needs to tell a story when he got into a fight. Specifically the one of when he became Cho-Cho.
I thought I told a story before.
Yeah, don't tell that one.
Yeah, I got a different
when
one.
When did he tell that one?
The first day we started.
Yeah.
When we were talking about our origins.
Yeah. Jeopardy sucker.
Cunt waffle McFucknut.
What?
Cunt waffle McFucknut.
That ain't my name.
I know. You're just a cunt waffle McFucknut.
Okay. What about like, McTittles or something like that?
McTittlefuck?
McTittlefuck, that's what it was. But,
I didn't have your dough.
You want to hear the basketball or the
Twinkie
or the Twinkie? Alright. So, I used to live in like apartment type deal that was basically the projects. And that's when I got my choo-choo name and that, all that. But 2 days after I bought that one dude, I was walking home. And I passed the basketball court and all that. This one black dude calls me Twinkie. I'm not knowing what a Twinkie is, thinking it's a slang or for some white thing or something. So I get mad. So we start fighting. One dude breaks it up. I go home. I slam the door. And yell, Mom, what the fuck is a Twinkie?
How the fuck did you not?
How old were you?
I don't remember how much I don't know what a Twinkie was.
How the fuck would you not know what a Twinkie is?
Because when I was younger, I spent most of the time in my room playing video games.
So did we, but...
Yeah, you would still know what a Twinkie is.
No, I don't know what Twinkie
was. Twinkie
when
you're playing video
games.
You
are so uncultured.
I didn't eat Twinkies at all. I didn't like Twinkies at that time. Now I love Twinkies.
I like Ding Dongs.
Well, I bet you do like Ding Dongs.
Ding Dongs are fucking amazing.
I bet they are, Johnny.
Hostess Ding Dongs.
I like Ho-Hos.
Ho-Hos.
Ho-Hos are good.
Ho-Hos?
Yeah. But,
the white ones.
Then the funny thing is, when we became friends and all that, because I became friends with both those people. One's out of fear, one was out of respect. His name became Twinkie. His nickname became Pink Twinkie. After all that happened.
Jay Twinkie.
It was Twinkie with cream for land.
Cream for land?
Yeah. That was his choice. His original name was Poo Poo.
I'm glad he chose Twinkie.
I'm glad he switched it too.
I'm tired. Therapy time. Who has a problem?
I don't think you do. You look like you have a problem. You have a problem?
Caitlin.
Peter Parker, get a
you
problem.
You have a problem that you don't care if we make fun of or not.
Make fun of?
All solving.
Yeah.
All solving. Mainly solving. We will make fun of it if you say not to.
My arm.
What's her problem?
I cannot say.
She said that it's okay.
I got a great topic.
Hello.
No. It was okay?
Oh. Yes.
I got a great topic. What's the best prom proposal ideas y'all can think of?
You know what? I know why you want this. I know why you want that.
On the
Johnny, what's yours?
I'm the only one that.
I'll tell you
like,
an idea, but it's not my idea.
I'm not, I want your idea.
I don't want. I'm not telling you my idea.
Not why won't you tell me?
Because I'm not telling anyone.
Damn it, Kelly, that's right.
No, I won't tell. I'm not telling anyone. Okay, a funny idea that
we
I
We both
had.
Need money, so
one,
we're going
one
to
that
sales.
I one that I considered. I considered this idea,
considered.
But this isn't the one that I'm doing.
Okay.
It was, I was going to dress up as Moses with a sign that says prom 2019. And God said, go with John. I was going to put that.
Remember, consider, he's not doing that supposedly, but you know he's going to do that now.
No, I'm not. I have
no, he's not.
Perfect prom proposal. It's
perfect.
It's smooth as peanut butter, dude.
Smooth as wait, paper ain't always smooth all the time.
It ain't chunky, it ain't rocky, it's fucking smooth.
Smooth as a freshly opened, creamy peanut butter jar.
It's as smooth and as fucking amazing as when you're a freshly opened Nutella jar.
Okay.
It is fucking amazing. It's gonna be awesome.
I think Tyler's gonna
love
have to
it.
Propose to you next thing. Because it's her pump thing.
No, I'm just gonna show up.
You can't propose to me. You can't just fucking show up, it's not how that works.
Yeah?
No.
I'm gonna be like 19, she's gonna be like 18, and she's gonna be senior this year. Seniors, I don't think any underclassmen, except below 9th grade. No, below 10th grade, and above 21.
I think it's 20, I thought it was 20.
It's 21.
I also thought it was
no,
20.
Above
21. I also thought it was 20. I still gotta talk to Miss Webb or Miss Pascal and. What is this thing?
I don't know. They're still discussing it.
I need to talk to one of our principals or somebody over that just to figure out if she'd be able to go or not.
Okay, time to go. Bye
my
from Peter Parker.
Adios from San
Antonio. See you later.
I should have ended that a long time ago.
But those were good arguments.
And I'm not telling you guys.